गीता 2.36 अवाच वादांश्च बहून् वदिष्यन्ति तवाहितः निन्दन्तस्तव सामर्थ्यं ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्। अवाच वादांश, अनस्पीकेबल वर्ड्स, वर्ड्स विच शुड नॉट बी स्पोकन, च बहून् लाइक दैट मेनी सच वर्ड्स, वदिष्यन्ति दे विल स्पीक, हू तवाहितः, दोज हु डिजायर योर अहित, दोज हु आर योर एनिमीज, निंदन्तस्तव सामर्थ्यम, दे विल क्रिटिसाइज योर सामर्थ्य, योर एबिलिटी, ततो दुःखतरम् नु किम्, व्हाट कैन बी मोर पेनफुल फॉर यू देन दैट। सो कृष्णा मेक दिस आर्ग्यूमेंट ऑन फेम and ends it with a rhetorical question. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna why he should not desist, why he should continue in the fight, why he should not desist from the fight. And he is using the argument that giving up the fight will cause you infamy. And he is telling about how people will perceive that you fled because of fear, bhayadranaduparatam. And they will call you a coward. They will call you as by various bad names. Now, in every human culture, there are fear words. That's not a good part of the culture, but it's just a part of culture. No matter how good a culture is, there are people who are going to be. People who are going to be degraded, and there are going to be low class people, and those low class people are going to use low class words. So there are swear words, there are cuss words, there are many bad words, and cultured people avoid those words. But at the same time, cultured people don't speak those words, don't hear those words. But still, there are uncultured people, or there are people. Even cultured people, when they see some particularly uncultured behavior, they may succumb to the temptation and use bad words. And those bad words can hurt terribly when they are used. So, there are many bad words which are in each language. And sometimes there can be... You know, if one bad word is used by one community's leader against another community, that can cause scandal and violence and whole uproar. So, avachivadams. So, words which are unspeakable, that means which words which should not be spoken, they will be spoken. So, actually, those who are enemies, they want to hurt us. And if our enemies want to hurt us, how will they hurt us? They can hurt either by using weapons and attacking and overpowering and stripping and even killing, depriving and even killing us. But another more insidious way in which they can hurt is by spreading vicious rumors about us. Now, those vicious rumors may be true, may not be true, but often rumors ruin reputation, and when the rumors start getting circulated, then they acquire a life and a momentum of their own, and they can become unstoppable. So there are, Krishna is warning Arjuna, there are enemies. You have many enemies. All the Kauravas, they are your enemies. And even now, for the Pandavas, when they were insulted and their wife was insulted, you know, those words of insult, they kept ringing in their ears for a long time. Bhima was called as a cow. Now we may consider a cow is a very sacred animal, and to be compared to a cow, is that an insult? But the point is, for a kshatriya to be called a cow, that is definitely not flattering. It is infuriating. Why? Because cow is not a very aggressive, assertive, powerful animal. Now, Kshatriya has to be compared. Kshatriya is compared to a bull. Rishabha can actually mean king, and Rishabha also means bull, because a bull is considered to be like the king among domestic animals. It is so majestic, so powerful. So if Kshatriya is to be compared to anyone, it's to be compared to a bull, not a cow. So when Duryodhana, after Bhima and the Pandavas had been exiled and they were going out of the palace, he walked next to Bhima, imitating his gait and calling him cow, cow, cow. And Karna also said that, oh, actually Draupadi, Karna also insulted, had insulted Draupadi as a harlot, as a prostitute. So the Pandavas had been called all kinds of bad names, and those bad names had been extremely painful. And Krishna is telling Arjuna that you will get a bad name which you never got, and that is a coward. Now, a coward is a very, very derogatory word for a person who has been honored for heroism, for chivalry, for bravery. Now, in general, cowardice is painful for anyone. There's a traditional saying, a coward dies 1,000 times before his death. Why? Because the act of cowardice kills the consciousness of the person, kills the person internally. And the act of cowardice creates a perception in society, a terrible dark reputation in society, that also works to hurt people, that also works to ruin people. And so therefore, the important thing is to recognize that we are all capable of being hurt by terrible, terrible words. And here Krishna is telling Arjuna that they will use such words towards you. So the words of insult the Kauravas had used against the Pandavas when they had been exiled, they would sometimes still ring in the ears of the Pandavas, especially Bhima. Because Duryodhana had especially delighted in insulting and infuriating Bhima. So just before the war had started, the previous night, Duryodhana had sent Uluka, the son of Shakuni, to basically incite the Kauravas by insulting all of them. Now, he had said, oh, just see my power. You think that you are going to fight with me? But what is my power? You know, I reduce Bhima to a cook, an ordinary servant in Virat's kitchen. Now, what happened to his great bluster and bravado? And Arjuna is thought such a great warrior. I reduced him to a eunuch. And what happened to his power? Like that, he insulted every one of them. And the Pandava assembly, where Uluka had come to give the message, was in uproar. It exploded. And Uluka was so scared that he just walked backwards and fled. And of course, the Pandavas gave their message. At that time, Arjuna had been so angry. He said, I will answer with my Gandiva tomorrow. And he became silent. But then, again, he was so angry, not satisfied. He gave further words. Heavy words he spoke. But they were all outraged to hear those insulting words. So what he had done is, Duryodhana had distorted the story in such a way as to make Pandavas look pathetic and him look heroic. So that is how people are going to twist. This is to twist the truth. So Arjuna, do not give people the chance to hurt you like this. Tato dukkataram nukim. It will be extremely painful. So what can be more painful than this for you? Now, we hear that amanina manadena, that do not expect honor and give honor to others. That is the principle that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. But then we also see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And not only did he take sannyas, he took sannyas from Mayavad Sampradaya. At both, his taking sannyas was because he found that his peers, the other Brahmanas in Navadvip, were not offering him adequate honor and respect by which they could submissively receive his propagation of the glories of the holy name. So he, in order to give adequate respect to his message, he had to himself acquire a respectable position. And so he took sannyas, we could say, to get honor. And not only that, just for the sake of honor, he went to such an extreme position that he actually took sannyas from Mayavad Sampradaya. Mayavad is philosophically not just different from, but opposed to Vaishnavism. And still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from there because at that time, the Advaita Sampradaya was considered to be very respectable, and a sannyasi with the Advaita Sampradaya would be widely respected in society. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used that respect to share, to bring respectability to the message of Bhakti Yoga that he was going to share with people. So the important thing to recognize here again is that we don't want honor for ourselves, but now we are no longer ourselves. We are actually connected with Krishna. And whether we want it or not, we are representing Krishna. And we have to act in honorable ways so that we can present Krishna's message from an honorable position. And so that's why devotees, if they're going to enter into the material field, we cannot just be incompetent and irresponsible. Because people will not see what we have to say spiritually unless they see some basic caliber and competence materially. So if we are studying, if we are doing a job, we are doing some profession, we should strive to do it as well as we can, and we can use the respect that comes from that profession to present Krishna's message. And that way we can bring respectability to Krishna, not by seeking reputation for our own sake, but for Krishna's sake. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are actually a celebrated dharmic warrior, and if you will be dishonored, it will be painful to you, and it is not only just painful to you, actually you are also going away from the path of dharma. So here Krishna, with a rhetorical question, and saying that, when people speak the unspeakable, intolerable, insufferable words, how will you live, Arjuna? You will suffer so much. And therefore, don't do something which will cause you such suffering. That is the subtext, and that it will come explicitly in the next verse, which we will discuss in our next session. Thank you.